Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan and Austin Price. It is another beautiful Monday afternoon. A little bit darker than it was this time. I guess on Sunday. Saturday. Yeah, Saturday. Whenever we did the thing at 2 a.m. on Sunday morning.
Yeah, it's looking pretty dim out there.
My favorite time of year.
But we're still cheery. Yes. How about it?
Ho, ho, ho.
yeah, 'tis the season.
Yeah, as we say. Yeah, you're right. Pensacola Mural Fest going on. Six muralists are engaged in competition over the next couple of weeks. They're going to be hanging off these buildings, painting the buildings. So very interesting to look at. Here's the site. If you want to check them out, 418 Garden Street, the Pensacola State College Building, Pensacola Auto Imports at 725 West Garden Street, Strong Street Studio at 109 North A Street. That's right there along the Barrancas Corridor. AdSync at 201 South F Street, and Vowels Printing at 1233 Barrancas Avenue. Of course, you're invited to watch and talk to the artists as they paint those buildings.
Yeah.
You won't bother them. Go ahead.
Yeah, they're pros. It's what they do.
Take that lawn chair out there. Just don't bring the pets in class.
Yes, don't do that. Come on. Let's use our noggins here. More than half of the eligible voters have already cast their ballots across Northwest Florida. More than 278,000 people have voted across Escambia, Santa Rosa, and Okaloosa counties. More than 112,000 of those people in Escambia. If you haven't voted yet, well, you're just going to have to do it at a polling place tomorrow. You can find your polling location online. If you're in Escambia County, you can go to escambiavotes.gov. And if you're in Santa Rosa, you can go to votesantarosa.gov.
Okay, there's a couple of issues here.
What's that?
When you do go to vote in person, two things you got to remember. Proof of ID.
Yes.
Second, that signature proof.
Yes.
You don't get past those two, they're going to show you the door real quick.
And just preferably, as we have found out during our traffic and weather updates, perhaps an umbrella just in case on the off chance.
Listen, I carry one in my case. Just in my case, I've got one.
Yeah. And you never know.
And Lord
especially
knows
around
it
here.
It hasn't rained around here for like the last 3 weeks or so.
Yeah, got that dry weather.
I still got my umbrella.
Got that dry weather and those fire warnings.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, stocks ending down today as oil prices climbed. Fox's Hillary Barsky has more on this trending story.
A choppy trading session with stocks finishing lower as investors remain cautious ahead of the election and a Fed rate decision. It's predicted that the central bank will be slashing rates a quarter percentage point. Energy was the best performing sector while healthcare lagged. Shares of Nvidia rose over 1%. The AI darling is slated to replace Intel in the Dow before the market opens on Friday. Shares of Intel fell 3%. The Dow winners, Salesforce, Home Depot, and Visa. The Dow decliners, Amgen, United Health Group, and Goldman Sachs. The Dow falling 258 points, the Nasdaq lower by 60, S&P 500 down 16. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
All righty. Thank you very much, Hillary. Also, the Blue Angels homecoming air show, of course, drawing huge crowds. Friday's air show saw more than 120,000 people. Saturday's drew an even bigger crowd of more than 180,000. And we did. We saw, even when they were doing like their flyovers and stuff, all the traffic that was caused by this. I know that we had some local talents from our own stations go down there, and it was quite a show.
And
literally.
What did they do?
They flew.
Our people flew?
No. Well, they got footage on our social medias if you want to check it out.
Oh, I see.
I thought you were talking about the planes. I'm like, believe it or not, they were in the sky.
You mean our people were actually working there?
I don't know if I'd say working, but they were there getting shots for our promotion.
You said it.
Well, they were all smiles, and they were like, hey, check this out. They were taking photos in the sky.
Good for them. They had a good time. I know
if they were working, they were having one heck of a time
doing it. Absolutely. Listen, I've always said, if you're going to rob a bank, you're going to get caught. No two ways. With technology as
perhaps,
it is today.
Yes.
Come on. This is something crazy. But there's a guy here, a 66-year-old man, Pensacola man, James Johnson. Well, he was arrested on Saturday for, what did he do? He robbed or attempted to rob the Regions Bank on South Vernon Boulevard in Crestview. Happened around 4:30 Friday afternoon. The banks close at 4:30, I believe, on Fridays, don't they? Not a very good time, optimal time to do this. According to Crestview PD, Johnson, no stranger to bank robbery, as he is a Federal Bureau of Prisons parolee for his arrest for two separate Florida bank robberies back in March of 1995. This is an old vet we're talking about.
I was going to say, the guy didn't learn.
That's right. Johnson was arrested at his West Bay Point drive home in Pensacola by Escambia deputies. I can imagine what they say. Haven't you learned? I mean, that's what I was, you know, you go to the door. Yeah, haven't you learned? You know why we're here.
You're too old to get back into the game, man. 5:15.
Or never get into the game.
Yeah, that's probably what I should have said. Don't get into the game, kids. 5:15, we'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather here. This DraftKings weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. First hour was a relatively smooth one. We had congestion in our usual areas, but it wasn't too severe. That appears to still be the case now. Gulf Breeze Parkway, Navarre Parkway, I-10, so on and so forth. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 75, low of 70 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be a high of 80, low of 70, about a 20 to 30% chance of rain throughout your day.
I think we can play on the downside of the rain factor. It is there, but it's not going to be on a continuous basis.
Oh, no, no.
So we'll just
You're not drowning tomorrow.
We'll just going to substitute that and say a possibility of pop-up showers.
There you go.
Something like that. I will tell you this. Not a lot of happy up in NYC today when it comes to newspapers and what I'm talking about. Hundreds of New York Times employees have picked up their toys and all their little goodies around their desk and have gone home and said, I don't want to play anymore. Fox's Chris Foster has more.
It's more than 600 software developers, data analysts, and others who run the back end of the New York Times digital operations, walking off the job the day before the election. Times has more online subscribers than any other newspaper, and it's one of the most read news websites, period. The union voted in September to authorize a strike. Some of the sticking points include whether workers can be fired only for just cause, like misconduct, pay raises and pay equity, and time required to work in office. Chris Foster, Fox News.
I will say this. The New York Times has been there as long as New York has been there.
It's a household name, for sure.
And to hire people that don't have any respect for that brand, to leave a day before an election where the coverage is absolutely critical, that says monuments on their resume, let me tell you.
Well, and that's the thing. So they just left because they're like, that sounds like it's going to be a lot of work and I don't want to do it.
No, it's political.
Oh, that's
why. This is all political.
Oh, I thought it was just laziness.
political.
Politically charged all laziness.
Right. Speaking of New York, a congressman up there is demanding justice for the dead social media star, Peanut the Squirrel.
Oh, yes.
Fox's Sue Guzman has the details.
Congressman Nick Langworthy announcing on X he's demanding answers from New York Governor Kathy Hochul and the Department of Environmental Conservation following the unannounced raid that led to the killing of Peanut the Squirrel and another rescued animal, a raccoon named Fred, at a home in upstate Chemung County. Langworthy telling TMZ that their deaths were total government overreach. Peanut was orphaned at birth, and after he could not be released into the wild, lived as a house squirrel with Mark Long and his wife for 7 years. His escapades documented on Instagram, where he has more than 670,000 followers. Sue Guzman, Fox News.
Another reason why we were talking about the New York Times staff picking up their toys and going.
Right.
It's all also about endorsement, the newspaper endorsing a specific candidate.
Gotcha. Okay.
It's all politics, man.
Yeah, no, that's
kind
of
rearing that ugly head.
I will say, I was that whole thing about Peanut the Squirrel and Fred the Raccoon, that took over social media. That Mark Long guy who owned them and took care of them, he did. He said something about like four departments and a judge signed off on that raid. And took the animals and euthanized them. And I'm yet to hear a clear reason why. What was the reason?
I don't think you were born yet, but Ronald Reagan did something with the air traffic controllers back in his tenure. Mm. He just fired everybody. You don't want to play the game? You don't want to do it right? What we're doing here at the government? See ya.
Are you still talking about the New York Times thing?
I'm talking about the whole presence of people walking off jobs, being fired, that type of thing.
Oh.
And just using an analogy. With Ronald Reagan when he did it with the air traffic controllers back in his, he fired everybody.
Mm.
So New York Times was not scared, they are not scared to pull the plug. And those 600 people that are no longer employed will be replaced. No problem. They have to live with that on their resume, though.
Bummer.
No, not bummer. They're the ones who did the disservice to the New York Times.
What I mean is it's a bummer that that is a situation that that has been conjured. Just about 5:20 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, we've got a new poll. I know polls don't mean everything. We've learned that in previous elections. But we do have a poll talking about some of the results that you could maybe, perhaps, kind of, sort of, expect throughout the state of Florida this time tomorrow. Details on that and more coming up.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Learning how to deal with criticism is a major part of life for every person. The 26th President of the United States, Theodore Roosevelt, helped shed some light on dealing with critics when he said the following, and I quote, "It's not the critic who counts, not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles or where the doer of deeds could have done them better. The credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, who, at best, knows in the end the triumph of great achievement, and who, at worst, if he fails, at least fails while daring greatly, so that his place will never be with the cold and timid souls who know neither victory nor defeat." Ladies and gentlemen, critics come and go, but I encourage you to continue to dare greatly.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Hi, I'm Ron Helms, and I'm running to be your next county commissioner in District 4. I'm a long-term business owner, military veteran, and ordained clergy. As a fiscal conservative and Second Amendment supporter, I have a passion for public service with strong community engagement. As your next county commissioner, I will have a strong impact on crime and gun violence, affordable housing, and combating high insurance rates. I'm asking for your support and your vote on November 5th.
Paid for by Ron Helms, Democrat County Commission, District 4.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
This is Rich Holsnick, candidate for Escambia County School Board District 4. I'm running for our children, to protect their innocence and to get back to educational basics without indoctrination. I'm a Naval Academy grad, 28-year Navy pilot, and former Desert Storm Task Group commander. I'm also proudly endorsed by former Superintendent Malcolm Thomas. Children are our hope and future. I will defend them as I did our nation. Vote Rich for School Board District 4.
Paid for by Rich Holsnick, candidate for Escambia County School Board District 4.
Locally owned and operated, Pensacola Poolscapes offers a lot more than pool liner replacement and pool supplies. Imagine unwinding after a long day in your own luxurious spa where relaxation meets elegance. At Pensacola Poolscapes, they have a stunning selection of high-quality bullfrog spas and swim spas, perfect for soothing those aches, getting fit, and relaxing. And right now, they're offering end-of-summer rebate just in time to enjoy the upcoming fall weather. Visit them online at PensacolaPoolscapes.com or on Gulf Breeze Parkway across from Tiger Point.
Warning. Amendment 4 overturns Florida's parental consent law, so a minor could undergo an abortion without a parent's permission. Doctors can't even prescribe Tylenol without a parent's consent. But with Amendment 4, abortion would become the only medical procedure that can be performed on a minor without a parent's permission. Amendment 4 goes far beyond Roe v. Wade, eliminating reasonable safeguards and forcing taxpayers to fund abortions, even late-term abortions, when science says the baby can feel pain. The Amendment 4 campaign is funded by George Soros and his radical allies, the same people trying to strip away parents' rights and push gender ideology in schools are trying to overturn parental consent on abortion. Amendment 4 isn't about freedom. It's about taking power from parents and giving it to radical leftists. Be warned. Amendment 4 is way too extreme and not what it seems. Sponsored by Truth About Amendment 4.
Join Travis Thompson with Climatech, a professional air, an American Standard heating and air conditioning independent customer care dealer in the Pensacola area, on the Pensacola Expert Panel, Thursday at 9:30. Join in as Travis discusses how you can lower your energy bill and create a healthy, comfortable home. Join him Thursday morning at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hi, I'm Kim Klein, and I'm running for the Florida House District 2. Property insurance is killing us, and the best solution my opponent has is a bailout for the insurance companies and making it more difficult for us to sue if they refuse to pay our claims. District 2 needs more than a career politician trying to appease the insurance lobby and his South Florida constituents. You deserve a tireless advocate who works only for you, and that's me. Vote for your party at the national level, but for state and local issues, vote independent. Vote KimKlein.com.
Paid for and approved by Kim Klein, NPA, for Florida House District 2. Carissa Burgosh is running for school board to make sure our children aren't harassed or bullied. A lifelong educator, Carissa knows the number one issue affecting education is a lack of discipline. When the Florida governor appointed Carissa to the school board during an emergency vacancy years ago, she ensured that bullying and fighting were not tolerated, and our schools were much better then. Choose proven leadership. She's from here and will remain here.
I'm Carissa Burgosh, running for school board District 4, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Carissa Burgosh.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WER-TV, News Radio Team, on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Come out, Virginia, don't let me wait. You Catholic girls start much too late. All the sooner or later it comes down to fate. I might as well be the one. Well, they show you a statue.
Here's Radio 92.3. That was the era of Billy Joel and Christie Brinkley when that song was kind of hitting the airwaves back in the day. 527. Hope you're having a great drive home. And if you're just getting in your car, welcome to Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price with you on this Monday afternoon. Hey, the towns of Jay and Century are entering into a mutual assistance interlocal agreement. This allows for the sharing of public works personnel equipment and actually personnel as well. Both towns expect savings and improved operational efficiency through the agreement. Now, we always like talking positive about the town of Century because they have had their problems up to the north for quite a while. Politics. We've been talking about politics and the various forms of politics and how it plays out. Well, politics collide with the Green Bay Packers game. Fox's Mike Tobin in Green Bay, Wisconsin with more.
Surrogates are working the parking lot, as frankly they've been working the entire state, trying to guarantee that no eligible voter sits this one out.
For me, this is really an opportunity to stand up for our country, to stand up for unity. I cannot bear the divisiveness. I can't bear the vitriol and the hate, especially aimed at our own countrymen.
This is a make or break moment for America, and certainly the people that are voting for Eric Hovde, that are voting for President Trump, realize that. So they are incredibly incensed to come out and not only vote for themselves, but talk to everybody they know.
The last two presidential elections were decided in Wisconsin by less than a percentage point.
You know, Mike Tobin gets around. I last saw him on the Fox coverage. He was in Israel.
Really?
Just last week. Mike, well, by the way, you have to leave Israel and you got to go to a football game in Wisconsin.
Gosh, yeah, quite a change of pace.
I'm sure he's earning those miles.
And I did want to get to this because we actually came back from break pretty late. But traffic and weather here brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Do have an accident report on Highway 29 traveling northbound towards Burgess Road. Also some issues at the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road. Outside of that, it's just the usual spots. As for the weather, 75 degrees, low of 70 tonight. Tomorrow, slight chance of rain, 20 to 30%, high of 80, low of 70 once again.
528, News Radio 92.3. Nice touch at this year's Blues Homecoming Air Show featuring the Thunderbirds and Blue Angels. The Thunderbirds took time to salute one of Pensacola's own on Saturday. The pilots posed for a photo on the flight line at NAS Sherman Field in front of General Daniel Chappie James's F-4 Phantom II jet. This is very interesting. Yeah, they restored, the restored aircraft is on display in honor of the nation's first African-American general and one of the famed World War II Tuskegee Airmen. I think I saw Chappie James's son, but in the day, I grew up with him, and we called him Spud. I don't think I've heard him being referred to Spud probably in the last 50 years or something.
Yeah.
But I think I saw Spud in that picture.
All righty.
Rightly so. He's proud of his daddy. I know that.
Well, he should be. Also hinted at this before break. New poll showing former President Donald Trump and Senator Rick Scott winning the state of Florida. The Victory Insight survey has Trump leading VP Harris 51-47%. Meanwhile, Scott leads Democratic challenger Debbie McCarthy Powell by the same four-point margin. And the poll also finds support for the recreational marijuana and abortion amendments below the 60% threshold that is needed to pass.
Well, you know, EVs kind of losing support across all platforms of consumers. We did have this discussion just a few days ago. I want to advance a story for you. Ford is now confirming it's going to pause production of its electric F-150 Lightning. Yeah, Ford officials say there is little consumer demand for the EVs. The automaker plans to idle the Rouge electric vehicle plant. That should happen sometime around November 15th.
I'm John Saucier. In the final leg of the presidential campaign, Vice President Kamala Harris appearing in Allentown, Pennsylvania, speaking directly to younger voters about the fight against climate change.
You are rightly impatient for change. I know that. I know that. And you, who have only known the climate crisis, are leading the charge to protect our planet and our future.
Former President Trump, also on the campaign trail in Reading, Pennsylvania, criticizing the vice president's record on energy, promising to slash energy prices.
I will end Kamala's war on energy, and we will frack, 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 and drill, baby, drill.
Pennsylvania, of course, a critical swing state in this 24 presidential election. The former president has a slight edge in North Carolina. Vice President Harris leads in Michigan, but the two currently tied in Pennsylvania, according to the latest Fox News poll. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Stocks finished the first session of the week lower as investors fret over tomorrow's presidential election and a Federal Reserve meeting that's happening later this week. The Dow fell 257, the S&P 500 dropped 16, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ tumbled 59 points. On the final day before the election, both candidates touring battleground states. President Donald Trump starting his day in North Carolina before heading to Pennsylvania and then finishing in Grand Rapids, Michigan, while VP Kamala Harris also toured three stops in Pennsylvania. More than 75 million people have already voted, according to NBC's Early Vote Tracker. Boeing's more than 32,000 striking machinists are scheduled to vote today for the third time on a contract proposal. The new offer includes 38% raises over a span of 4 years. That's Your Money Now.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Eyezervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Eyezervay gets GA going slower.
Eyezervay or Avacincaptad Pegol is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Eyezervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Eyezervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Eyezervay today.
Eyezervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Eyezervay.com. That's Eyezervay.com.
This is Zach Gelb with Sports Minute. Matt Eberflus lost another road game yesterday, getting blown out by the Cardinals. Eberflus is now 3-18 on the road since taking over the Bears, and is 0-18 on the road when the game is played on a Sunday. The Bears have a talented roster, but they don't have the right coach. Eberflus needs to be sent packing at the end of the year, and Chicago must hire either Ben Johnson, Bill Belichick, or Mike Vrabel, and my guess is that Johnson will be the guy to replace Eberflus come 2025. I'm Zach Gelb.
Robinhood is introducing forecast contracts so you can trade the presidential election.
Through Robinhood, you can now trade financial derivatives contracts on who will win the U.S. presidential election, Harris or Trump, and watch as contract prices react to real-time market sentiment. Each contract you own will pay $1 on January 8, 2025, if that candidate is confirmed as the next U.S. president by Congress. Learn more about the presidential election contracts on Robinhood at Robinhood.com/election. The risk of loss in trading commodities interest can be substantial. You should therefore carefully consider whether such trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Commodity interest trading is not appropriate for everyone. Displayed prices are based on real-time market sentiment. This event contract is offered by Robinhood Derivatives, a registered futures commission merchant and swap firm. Exchange and regulatory fees apply. Learn more at Robinhood.com/election.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Brayer, your councilwoman for the City of Pensacola, District 1. I am passionate about our community and have made sure our concerns are heard at City Hall. I'm accessible, out walking our neighborhoods and parks, and meeting with citizens to hear concerns about our district. I am always available and ready to listen, respond, and represent. We must continue to have a strong voice, so please re-elect me, your representative for the City of Pensacola. Paid for by Re-elect Jennifer Brayer, City of Pensacola, District 1.
Hey, Kevin, how's the boat running?
Well, you know, last week I started working on the water pump, and now I can't remember how it goes back together.
Dude, stop. Call Key Marine. They'll get you and your Mercury outboard back in the water so we can go back to fishing again.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. They'll fix any problem, big or small, even if the problem is you don't remember how the parts go back together. Key Marine, your Mercury outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola.
Join Big Brothers Big Sisters of Northwest Florida on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. They'll be here to talk about their 35th birthday fundraising initiative, as well as the Holly Jolly Mall Walk coming up on December the 14th. There's also a need for bigs, as there are over 200 littles on their waiting list. Remember, it just takes a little to be a big. That's all on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions.
DeFranco Gas is your local expert in all things gas. Local Tom DeFranco and Company has been installing and servicing your gas-powered business and home needs for over 38 years and is here to help make your gas life easier. Tankless water heaters, gas grills, gas fireplaces, gas heating systems, and DeFranco Gas gets your home and business storm ready with installation and servicing of whole generator systems. All things gas. DeFranco Gas, your local gas service provider. Member of the Better Business Bureau. DeFrancoGas.com.
I'm Lisa Newell, and I'm running for Florida Senate against the recycled candidate Don Gates, who doesn't even live in our district. As a business owner for over 23 years, I'm fed up with the waste, corruption, and insider deals in Tallahassee. I'm running to fund public schools, increase teacher pay, promote smart growth that protects our environment, and reduces the property insurance rates that are crushing Floridians. Send the Gates is packing and elect someone who actually cares about Northwest Florida. On or before November the 5th, vote Lisa Newell.
Paid for and approved by Lisa Newell, Democrat for Florida Senate District 1.
Guy Benson.
There is a discernible shift, it would seem, toward Donald Trump, where he is now leading in a number of these national polls.
Guy Benson, weekdays at 2.
And the Real Clear Politics average nationally is almost exactly tied. The swing states are looking extremely tight, but maybe with a little red tilt.
Guy Benson, weekdays at 2, before Pensacola right now. News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
Back to Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3. I was looking at the news line coming up here, and one of the headlines and one of the tags was like B-52s are active. And I went,
They sure are.
Well, they're writing about, no, they were actually writing about the bombers in the Middle East.
Oh, my gosh.
I was thinking of the same genre right there with the B-52s. Not the case. Good evening, everybody, and thank you so much for having us on. If you're just now getting out of the office, possibly getting in the car, we appreciate it and having us on. This is Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price in with you today. And, of course, Monday Night Football. The Kansas City Chiefs are the last undefeated team in the NFL.
The Chiefs have been to four of the last five Super Bowls, winning three, but this is the first time quarterback Patrick Mahomes has ever started a season 7-0. A win on Monday would be KC's 14th straight, setting a franchise record. The Bucs are the only team to beat the Chiefs in those Super Bowls, winning Super Bowl 55 31-9, but that was with Tom Brady. This year, Tampa Bay enters Week 9 with a 4-4 record, needing a win to keep pace with the Falcons in the NFC South. I'm Tim McMaster, Fox News.
Yeah. You know, it's a bummer because Tampa Bay, I think they really have the potential to be a darn good team this year. Baker Mayfield has really done well.
Yes, he has.
But, man, their receiving corps has taken quite a hit. And that could come back to bite them in this game. But I, last Friday night, and I'm not referring to the Katy Perry song, last Friday night I did take the Buccaneers to win this game in an upset. So hopefully our Floridian boys don't do me dirty.
I'm looking for a good game tonight. Absolutely. You want to talk some high school? Let me give you the results. Maybe you didn't check all these out. I just want to set it up because it was basically pretty much the end of the season, wasn't it?
For at least some teams, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, on Friday night's winners column, let's see. Central, a winner over Weehawken, 34-28. It was Escambia. You called this game, by the way, Austin. 34-14 over Tate. Pensacola, 70.
Wait, what?
No, 50, 50.
I was about to say 70.
No, Pensacola had 50. Gulf Breeze, 25. Mm. What a game that was.
Yeah, Gulf Breeze tacked on some points there.
And Jay, also a big scoring game, 49-23 over Blackshear, Alabama. Here's that pace score, 48-0 over Milton.
Gosh!
Milton didn't win a game this year, did they?
No. That's the thing. Pace, 9-1, Milton, 0-10. I believe the halftime score was 35-0.
I would have been gone. Niceville over Navarre, 35-7.
I'm surprised it was that lopsided. Actually, not really. Niceville is about on par with what we typically expect from them. And Navarre, we knew they were having a down year.
Yep.
Maybe I would have expected Navarre to hit double digits.
Hey, listen, that Pensacola Catholic St. John Paul II game was pretty close. Pensacola Catholic squeezing it out 31-24. Pensacola Catholic now 8-1.
Yeah.
So they're going to move on.
Absolutely.
They're already the District 1-2A champ. Mm. They're guaranteed a spot in the postseason. So they're looking good on that side. And Pine Forest did end West Florida 19-9.
Yeah, that was kind of a... How would you describe it? Not unenthusiastic. That was kind of an underwhelming game. You know, double-digit win, not much scoring on either side. I know not both of those teams were flawed, having down years, and I think I took Pine Forest to win the game, but that was disappointing.
You see, that 70, I wasn't making that up. I have it on my chart. And
UWF.
I'm looking at the UWF chart. I'm going, wait a minute. Those two charts shouldn't be together.
I was about to say, I do not remember Pensacola hitting 70.
There's 70 somewhere out there. UWF winner over Erskine?
Erskine. We'll get there.
Next year, we'll have that nailed, I promise.
Next year.
It was 70-0.
Oh, gosh.
And now UWF faces North Greenville Saturday, 2 o'clock, Penn Airfield. Catch the Argos, of course, all season on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola, 99.1 FM, 1330 AM.
We've touched on some of Erskine's previous games before 70-0. I don't know how they got a win. They must have played like a nursing school or a cosmetology department to get that win. I just don't know how they got a win column or a win in their column.
You just open up a
right
can
now.
Of worms because we're going to get texts from all of these cosmetology ladies saying, what do you mean? You don't think we can keep up with those teams?
I would like to think that a football program could
open
beat you.
Open up that can of worms. Go ahead.
No, I mean, I remember
those text lines. Give him that text line number there.
Colin Coward, he said that years ago. Talk about Baylor. He said they call up trucking schools and say, "Oh, will you play our football team?" And that's the thing. Congrats to Erskine for getting a win in their column before all heck broke loose.
All right, North Carolina FSU. I thought FSU was going to have a chance at least.
Why
35-11? Because I like FSU.
Well, yeah.
I want to support the team as much as humanly possible before it really starts to hurt.
It's hurting. I was telling you off air earlier this afternoon, Chris. Florida State is now 1-8. They are 1-7 in ACC play for the first time ever. Lost to Mack Brown for the first time ever. And they've already lost to Duke for the first time ever. So this is just all kinds of lows for them.
Does FSU play Notre Dame next week?
Yes.
The week after?
They have a bye, I think, after Notre Dame.
Oh, it is? I'm sure Jeff Wayne's pretty excited about this game.
Oh, easy pickings for sure.
Go ahead and give me your thoughts about the Notre Dame-FSU game.
I think I had Notre Dame winning 37-13.
I think the prediction sheet that I get, I think these people are doing drugs.
What did they say?
Notre Dame would win by 7, 24-17.
Yes. Chris, when did you get those predictions?
This was just this week.
Okay, you need to stop getting those.
Yeah, I know.
I know. You are a journalism vet, my friend, but if I were ever going to give you criticism, wherever you got those, never seek those again. That is some Florida State drug addict, perhaps, that is giving you those.
I will not give you the three-letter name of this source, so I just...
Give them attention.
I will leave it at that. You're absolutely right. Week 12 is the bye week, because week 13 they play...
Charleston Southern.
Where did that come from?
I don't know, but I don't think Florida State's complaining right now.
Okay, and then, of course, week 14...
Florida
Gators.
The Gators. Good luck with that one.
540. I think it's going to be an interesting game.
Yeah, you can think that all you want. 545. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather.
Florida's going to be Florida's.
Oh, I'm saying that. Absolutely. Okay. Got some backups here on Highway 29 still. If you're traveling northbound towards Burgess Road, there was an accident reported there earlier this hour. Also have some issues at the intersection of Palafox and Burgess and on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Outside of that, there's not much that's too severe. As for the weather, 75 degrees, low of 70 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 80, low of 70, 20-30% chance of pop-up showers here and there.
Yeah, bring along the umbrella just for safety's sake.
Especially if you're going to be in line with me tomorrow at the polls.
Just for conversation's sake. Hey, do you know what I got in my bag? I got an umbrella.
You might not want to say that at a booth. You know what I got in my bag,
like
man?
It's like blasted down clear, you know? Hot and all. I got my umbrella.
Yeah.
They're going to go, man, stay away from me.
Aren't you jealous?
Yeah. Okay, the final installment of a superhero trilogy, once again topping the weekend box office charts. Here come the numbers.
Who sent that thing?
My creator.
Of course.
Sony Marvel's Venom The Last Dance gaining $26.1 million in its second weekend in theaters to bring its total to $90 million. A surprise in the second spot, as DreamWorks' The Wild Robots saw a rare spike this week, gaining $7.55 million for a total of $121.4 million after 6 weeks in theaters. And in third place on Hollow Weekend, the horror film Smile 2, gaining $6.8 million in its third week for a grand total of $52.6 million. Tony Genualdo, Fox News.
I will tell you this. You know my background with Hallmark. And I love the movies, the Hallmark movies. So this weekend, I took a picture of the screen. I always do that. I take a picture of the Hallmark screen, countdown to Christmas, Hallmark, you know. And then I will text it to somebody. I texted it to one of our staff members here.
Really?
Yeah, and she replied on Sunday morning. Yeah, I'm watching this one, too.
Oh, my gosh.
I thought, this is great. We're both sick as crazy people.
Yeah. Your peppermint striped socks, hot cocoa with the marshmallows and everything.
I just love it. Okay, this year's Rockefeller Center Christmas tree hails from New England. You see, there is a common thread here to my madness with the holidays and Christmas and all. Fox's Kathleen Maloney has more on this trending story.
The 74-foot-tall, 11-ton Norway spruce was found in West Stockbridge, Massachusetts. It was planted 67 years ago and will be the first Rockefeller Center tree for Massachusetts since 1959. The giant evergreen is scheduled to be cut down Thursday, November 7th, make the roughly 140-mile journey south to arrive in New York City Saturday, November 9th. It'll then be decorated with more than 50,000 multicolored LED lights, which will be turned on during a December 4th lighting ceremony. Kathleen Maloney, Fox News.
I will tell you this. At my office, when I was at NBC in New York, my office faced the rink, the ice skating rink, and that's where the tree goes. You used to see that thing come in during the holidays. It was really a pretty amazing sight how big that tree is.
Really?
Yeah, it really is.
I mean, 74, and they were talking about 74 feet tall. Like, yeah, that's big, intimidating.
Pretty big.
Yeah.
A little more than seven stories high.
Yeah, it's a strapping young lad. All righty, 549 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, we got another update on this lawsuit involving Elon Musk and this whole million-dollar prize lottery.
I know, but there's good news to this story.
There is, really.
I know.
Okay. I was giving a tease, and you just teased my tease? That's awesome.
I know.
That is awesome sauce good. Right there. All righty, we got that and more coming up.
I can't wait.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex. It's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Hi, everybody. This is Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson. Santa Rosa County is one of the fastest growing counties in the nation, and it's not slowing down. Our parks, roads, bridges, and other community amenities have to keep up. I'm urging you to vote yes for the penny sales tax to replace the current half-cent tax. This will fund essential community improvements, enhance our quality of life, better protect our families, and improve public works. Go to SantaRosaYes.com for more information. Paid for by Santa Rosa's Tomorrow Today.
WSRE PBS invites you to attend the Joyful Noise Gospel Celebration, a Foo Foo Fest event featuring New York's Sing Harlem Choir, other feature performances, and the Joyful Noise Gospel Competition among local music groups. This afternoon of inspiring song is happening at the Pensacola High School Auditorium from noon till 5 on Saturday, November 9th. Admission is free, and there'll be food trucks on site. Don't miss WSRE's Joyful Noise Gospel Celebration on Saturday.
For far too long, District 1 has been represented by someone who's more interested in making headlines than helping us. I'm different. I'm Gay Valamont, and I'm a mother, community advocate, and someone who's been through real struggles just like you. I've faced adversity and come out strong, and now I'm ready to bring my compassion, integrity, and common sense to Washington. Let's focus on real solutions, not distractions. On November 5th, vote for me, Gay Valamont. It's time for real change.
Paid for by Gay Valamont for Congress.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Day weekend, I was 17. I bought a Coke and some gasoline. And I drove out to the county fair.
News Radio 92.3, Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Monday afternoon, thanks for having us on here. I'm coming up at 6:35, about 40 minutes from right now. We're going to let you in on what's going on with the Saints. Of course, D.A. Dennis Allen was released as their head coach. Today they have an alternate I guess a special teams coordinator, Darren Rizzi, has now been named the interim head coach.
If I remember correctly, he's been there a while.
So that's what we're going to talk about at 6:35. We'll have audio from our good friends at Fox 8. That's WVUE television over New Orleans. And also, we even have a special feature from Tyran Matthew, Honey Badger, we call him over at LSU. And he puts it pretty succinctly in terms of like what the team means to the city and how the team has let the city down. So anyway, that's coming up at 6:35 on News Radio 92.3.
Yeah, for those who aren't aware, Saints, first of all, I will say Dennis Allen, his firing, in my opinion, was absolutely justified. 2-0 start, looking great, looking like the best team in the league. 7 straight losses. You just can't have that. All righty. Hinted at this before the break. Lawyers for Elon Musk claim that the $1 million prize awarded to voters by his PAC is compensation for a job and not a lottery. The Philadelphia DA sued Musk and his America PAC after the giveaway was announced for registered voters who signed a petition supporting the First and Second Amendments. In a Pennsylvania courtroom today, a lawyer for Musk claimed winners aren't chosen by chance, but rather selected based on their suitability to serve as spokesperson for America PAC. When Musk announced the giveaway last month, he said that his PAC would choose winners for the money randomly every day until Election Day, and a judge will decide whether the sweepstakes is operating as an unlawful lottery.
DOJ, right?
Yes. Well, Philadelphia DA.
Well, DOJ, right?
Sure.
Okay. Restaurants across the country are celebrating the Sandwich with Deals and Freebies Meals. Have you heard about this?
No.
Well, you are now.
Subway announcing a $6.99 value deal that kicks off today, National Sandwich Day, and runs through December. It includes a 6-inch sub, a choice of chips or 2 cookies, and a small fountain drink available online and in stores with the promo code $6.99MEAL. Through November 10th, Popeyes is offering customers who spend a minimum of $10 a free sandwich, noting folks can choose between its new Ghost Pepper, Classic, or Spicy chicken sandwich. And for the day, Jimmy John's is offering rewards members 50% off its newly debuted Pickle Witch with the purchase of any 8-inch sandwich. The Pickle Witch, a sandwich that replaces the bread with a pickle, is available until November 14th, National Pickle Day. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
See, there's madness to my methods here.
I don't know how I feel about the bread being replaced with a pickle.
There's madness to my methods here.
Well, I'd love to hear
it's dinner time. I thought I'd throw something in there to give you maybe an idea. Heading home today, zip on by and pick up a sandwich.
Yeah, don't let my opinion on the pickle sandwich being taboo for you.
No. That's perfect. taken seriously. No bread. Give me that pickle. You don't want it. You want the bread and the pickle. Right?
There you go. Yeah, I'm color me old fashioned.
No, I'm right with you. I'm right with you, man.
Just past 5:55 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for you. Still got some issues on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Just a little bit though. Same with Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. Outside of that, there's not too much. As for the weather, 75 degrees, low of 70 tonight. Tomorrow it's going to be high of 80, low of 70 as well. About 20-30% chance of rain, so expect some perhaps pop-up showers throughout the day on and off.
Do you like Eddie Murphy as an actor?
He's all right.
Yeah, I think I like him a lot. He's been around and did so many unique roles. He's going to do another one, and I want to share this with you. Eddie Murphy is set to portray singer George Clinton. Do you know who George Clinton is?
I may know songs.
Very bizarre stage presence.
Really?
George Clinton. Yeah. Oh, George Clinton was quite a unique man. Eddie Murphy's going to star in it. Michelle Polino has more in this trending story.
Eddie Murphy will star in a biopic of Parliament Funkadelic legend George Clinton. Murphy will reteam with his Dreamgirls director Bill Condon. The yet untitled project is based on Clinton's 2014 memoir, Brothers Be, Yo Like George, Ain't That Funkin' Kinda Hard on You. The film reportedly will be released by Amazon Prime. Clinton and his manager, Jeff Jampol, are among the executive producers. Clinton is a rock and roll Hall of Famer. In 2018, he said that he was planning to retire from performing, but he has continued to tour with Parliament Funkadelic as recently as last month. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
All right. That song that they played a sample of, that did ring a bell to me. So, yeah, I think I know his music. I just didn't know the name.
Parliament and Funkadelic were very outrageous costume. You ever watch The Masked Singer on Fox?
I've seen bits and pieces.
Okay. That's what I'm talking about. They weren't that elaborate with the headdresses and all, but their outfits were amazing. So, anyway, that's why they're kind of bringing this into the fold.
All righty. Let me ask you this, Chris. Did you ever have difficulty throughout any stage of your life to this point? Did you ever have any difficulty making new friends somewhere?
All the time.
All righty. Well, I'm glad because apparently this is a survey that may relate to you. Many Americans finding it tough to make new friends. A recent survey conducted by Talker Research finds many Americans are finding it tough to make new pals. Survey reveals that 39% of people haven't made a new friend in over a year. Many feel that their social lives are stuck in a rut. The same survey also says that the average person only spent one-on-one time with friends that they already have around 7 times in the last year. The pandemic's impact on social interactions lingers, with many still craving human contact, and experts suggest that planning group activities or trips could help rejuvenate social connections. I got to tell you, I just don't do much.
I will tell you this.
That music drop was perfectly done.
I will tell you this. It falls under the category of that darn computer.
Ah, well, you know, that technology and social media?
No, I'm being very serious. I mean,
I know what you're saying.
I used to have to rip my boys out of their room. I mean, totally rip them out of their room and say, go outside. Get off the computer.
Yeah.
Talk to somebody. Go out and meet friends. I mean, I had to force. But if I didn't do it, they were locked on that computer 24 hours a day and not learning a darn thing.
That's how I am. I'm pretty isolationist. Like, I kind of keep to myself. No, I got a little clique that my brother introduced me to, and that's all I got right now.
Okay, but what is your feelings on taking a telephone to the dinner table?
I don't think you should just be on it not talking to anybody, especially if it's like a holiday.
No tiki, no washi. In other words, no telephones.
Yeah,
at the kinda Ryan rude. Dinner table. Believe me, doesn't happen.
Local talk in the morning, 5 to 9 with Andrew McKay is on News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.